Nurse 1. N1. Good evening, Nurse Smith. Let's start with patient 504B in room 317. Vital signs show a temperature spike to 103.5 degrees Fahrenheit. The last temperature reading was normal at 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Nurse 2. N2. That's concerning. Nurse Johnson. I've noticed some lethargy and decreased oral intake as well. Let's check if there have been any changes in the patient's antibiotic regimen recently. N1. Yes. The patient started on a course of cefazolin 2 days ago for a suspected UTI. I'll double-check the medication chart and verify if there were any adjustments. N2. Great. While you're at it, let's review the pain scale assessment for the wound site. The dressing was changed earlier today. Any signs of infection or inflammation? N1. I'll assess the wound upon arrival. However, the patient reported a higher pain level on the numeric rating scale compared to yesterday. But keep in mind, the patient's pain tolerance might vary due to their cognitive impairment. N2. Understood. As for room 309, Mrs. Thompson is due for her nightly insulin injection. Let me take care of that while you finish up with 504B. N1. All right, I'll be in contact if I find anything unusual regarding the patient or their medication. N2. Absolutely. Let's maintain open communication to ensure timely intervention when needed. Good luck with your rounds tonight. N1. You too. Stay vigilant and safe out there. Nurse Smith. N2. Always. I'll see you shortly if any issues arise. Take care. Rounds continue with the nurses checking on each patient, discussing symptoms, medications, and potential interventions. N1. Later. Nurse Smith. I've just checked on 504B. The wound site appears clean, but there are signs of inflammation. The patient's temperature has risen to 104.3 degrees Fahrenheit since our last conversation. N2. That is troubling indeed. I'll notify the physician and see if they can come in for a reassessment. In the meantime, let's administer an antipyretic and increase the wound care frequency until we hear back. N1. Agreed. I'll get the medication ready. Also, could you assist me with patient 308B? The oxygen saturation levels have been fluctuating for the past few hours. N2, of course. I'm on my way to assess the situation and make any necessary adjustments to their oxygen delivery system. Keep me updated if there are any other concerns. N1, will do. Thank you, Nurse Smith. N2, you're welcome. Nurse Johnson. Let's work together to ensure our patients receive the best care possible during this shift. Rounds end with the nurses ensuring that all patient needs are met and making any necessary adjustments to their care plans.